Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You got it. 855-99-3-7569. We've got basically the better part of a half hour with one another, and then today we're going to talk with the Yes Men, which are not what you think they are, though some of you probably have heard of them. I had not, to be. Well, I heard of them vaguely, but if you said, all right, I'll give you $1,000 if you can tell me exactly what they do, I would say, maybe not. Do you take credit cards? No. So, all right, so we were talking about the decision-making and how you make decisions, and basically this was it was instigated by a call from a listener whose name was, let's see, I think her name was Amanda, and she called and said, I don't make good decisions. You know, I'm always ambivalent about everything. And so I thought, well, let's talk about decision making. Can you think of a really good decision you made or a really bad one, Trevor?
I think one of the best decisions I ever made was to go back to school for something I really wanted to do.
All right, so what had you studied to begin with, or what were you working at? What was the change?
I got my four-year degree, my undergraduate, in journalism, which okay. I was doing, and I didn't love it. So I ended up working for a couple of years and then went back to school for audio production, which I did love.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, there's some overlap.
Yeah, that's true.
Not huge, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of combine them and do things, which is what I'm trying to do now. But, yeah, I think that it was just it's a better fit for me to be doing audio stuff, and it's just
good.
Really been rewarding.
Well, and there's probably more of a job possibility, which presumably isn't indeed the entire reason to go to school, is to get a job. But journalism is one of those things that, you know, that is, if not a dying art, at least a particular field that is not in high demand right now. So good choice. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Decisions. You know, I'm one of those people, you know, I basically make decisions. My thing is, I think the best thing I would say about me is I would love, you know, I'm a great fan of people who have 5-year plans and 10-year plans. And I would love to tell you I've done that. And I sort of do. But most of the things in my life that have been earth-shaking, life-changing, have been things that somebody said, do you want to do this? And it came out of nowhere. It wasn't anything I planned for. It wasn't anything I studied for. It wasn't anything I longed for. It wasn't anything I conceptualized. But I would say that my great ability is not in planning per se, but in recognizing an opportunity. And if you know, my sort of note to myself is if Fred Astaire says, do you want to go out dancing? You don't say, I've got to do my hair tonight. You just don't. Because, and then Fred Astaire is dead, so that makes it even more difficult. But if somebody, and you know, I really learned this early on. I learned it in college because I was not necessarily a get things done ahead of time kind of person. Because I was busy and, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason. I mean, I never turned anything late. But I was certainly a burning the midnight oil before a paper was due kind of girl. And then when I was in college, somebody invited me to go to something at the Astrodome. And the Astrodome was relatively new, and it was a very exciting idea, and I couldn't do it because I had a paper due the next day. And I thought, you know what, if you'd done that paper even a day in advance, you could have done both. And so it really became part of, which I guess is a little bit, so to sort of have things under relative control, you know, I don't sort of, I used to be, if I wasn't running down jetway at an airport. I didn't know I was going to be on a plane. And I finally decided that was a very expensive way to treat not only everybody else in my life, but myself, because I was always, if anything went wrong, you were really nailed. So one of it, I guess, is to sort of try and get things done a little bit ahead of time so you had some options. But second, if somebody offered you something that was unusual, to say yes. Because they weren't good, and the assumption that if somebody offers it to you once, they'll offer it to you again, I think is a fatal assumption. I think it's one of those things that makes you unhappy. So my real skill has not been necessarily in the planning. I'd love to say it was, but it's just not. But in the recognition. And conversely, I suppose, you could imagine with all this energy, that if I want something, I bring all this energy to bear. And there are things in my life that I thought, you know, were really important, I really wanted, and they didn't happen. And in retrospect, there was always a good reason. I suppose that's my other real skill, is I can rationalize whatever happens is for the best. So I'm happy more often than I'm unhappy. But in decision making, it's more sort of when someone says you want to do this, of even if it wasn't planned and it's not convenient, of saying sure, and then figuring out how to get it done. So, which is not exactly what my question is, but... But in some ways, that is the decision make. You know, it is the decision to do it or not do it. So there you go. All right, let's hear what other people said. All righty, let's see. I think it's not showing up on my thing. Oh, yes, it is. Sorry. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. A question for you. I went to freshman orientation with my niece, Kathy, last week.
Okay.
And learned that she has not figured out how she's going to pay for her freshman year. She has government loans and a scholarship, but the difference is around $10,000 per year.
Whoa.
And so my thought was 10,000 divided by 4 between myself, herself, her mother and her father, who are both who are divorced.
Right.
That and then people could either loan it to her or gift it to her. But that was my thought process, and my thought was I would loan it to her because she has 3 other siblings that I'm related to behind her. But it's looking like at the second that neither of her parents are going to do anything, either loan or gift it to her, which puts it maybe back to me to loaning her the full amount. Her parents want her to take out bank loans, which have fairly high interest rates, so I'm just sort of concerned about that.
Let me stop you for just one second, Sugar. Has she come to you and said, can I borrow money?
Sort of.
Tell me what sort of means.
Well, so we were in the car after the freshman orientation, and I had gone to one of the money things, and I said, so how are you paying for this?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I was hoping that I could do a personal loan from you guys. And it was myself and her mother was able to make the last little bit of freshman orientation, so she was there as well. And her mother said, don't look at me, I can't afford anything. But that was before she talked to her husband, and so there was still a possibility that they were going to be able to loan her something. And she has not talked to her dad yet. She's supposed to talk to her or to him this weekend about asking him what he can do.
All right. Let's look at this from 2 different points of view. First of all, it sounds like, I mean, what a lovely aunt you are. Can you adopt me? Never mind. it sounds like you're involved. Can you afford to loan her $10,000?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just suggest, if you're going to loan it to her, you guys need to agree. You have something in writing. You don't want to wreck a relationship by money. So if it's a loan, it should be how much, under what circumstances, whether you're going to charge her interest, and when she pays it back, and how she starts paying it back. It doesn't guarantee that she will do any of this, but it's the only shot you've got at it. So I would be, and I would be very clear with her of, for example, does she work summers between college? So give some thought to it, because you don't want your niceness to make her irresponsible and to wreck the relationship. All right, so that's number one. If you're going to loan her the money, you need to pretend that you're the bank of Tracy, and you know how you do it. So I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, and then we'll talk about the other aspect of it. Okay? So let me put you on hold. You think about, and you can pretend that I'm your niece, and how you're going to present it to me if you like. But let's, and then we'll deal with the other aspect about it as well. All right, hang on for me. 855-993-7569. We're going to be back with the Bank of Tracy and loan in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with a very generous auntie, Tracy, whose niece has... There are two parts of this. Whose niece invited Tracy to come to freshman orientation. Now, she's you said she's 20, right?
No, she's 18.
Oh, wait, I was going to say, what's she been doing for the last couple of years? Okay. Part of it... All right, I think you need to treat this in a very business-like way. But it occurs to me, one of the things to do, and that's the second part, which is going to impact the first part as well, is to make this her responsibility. And that if you hadn't said anything, I don't know what she would have done or said. But if she's old enough to go to college and to borrow money, and to then she's old enough to figure this out. And so what I would have the plan that hopefully you and I are going to look at together about what's the document she's going to sign prepared. But what I would ask her is let her come to you about it. Let her take the responsibility for it. And when she and hopefully she will of saying, okay, can I, you know, I've gone to mom and dad and I've now, you know, can you loan me $10,000? Then the questions I would say to her is, how are you going to pay it back? Are you going to pay interest? Tell me how this is going to work. And if she says, well, I haven't thought about it, I would say, this is a serious amount of money. This isn't a $5 birthday present. You need to figure that out. When you figure it out, come back and talk with me. Because what you don't want to do is make this emotional. It's going to be financially burdensome for both of you to a certain extent. You don't want it to be emotionally burdensome for either of you. So tell me what you would include. But I don't want you to present this to her at this moment. I want her to present to you. So what would you charge your interest is question number one.
And I have to because there's actually, according to tax law, there's a minimum IRS rate that you have to charge family members, which I have not talked to our tax guy. This is not the first family loan. So
it is the Bank of Tracy. I was right about that. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So we have the contract already that we've used in the past. I don't know the current minimum interest, IRS interest rate, but it would be that.
Okay.
And I'd have to talk with the tax guy to figure out because we've never done a deferred payment before. It's always been a loan that, you know, immediately paid back, so I don't know what kind of tax there are.
Okay.
But we'd figure all of that out. So I think we're covered on that side.
Still ask the questions about things like, are you going to work on vacations? You know, are you going to work on summers? How long do you have to pay it back? Make sure, I mean, the idea being that you don't want to, with a good heart, make this a mess. And by not asking these questions, you don't want to mislead her to think, oh, well, you know, Tracy can afford it. I mean, this should be a loan that she takes seriously and pays back, which is why people go to banks, is because you don't worry about losing a friend. You just pay your money back and they're fine. Also, you should be aware, and because my guess is that she is, that you can make a gift to an individual up to a certain amount of money every year. Which has tax consequences for neither of you.
Yep, no, I'm well aware of that one too. You could have
a
million minimum and over the lifetime. But the only concern there is, like I said, there's three, who knows how many more children. I mean,
yep.
The youngest.
I hear. I think a loan is really the way to go as well. I mean, I think it makes more sense. If nothing else, it teaches responsibility. And you can decide, for example, I mean, I have loaned family members money. I will tell you the way I learned all this, because I actually had a family member who will remain anonymous who called up and said, I need to borrow $500. And I said, okay. And at the time, I was working, putting myself and a husband through graduate school. I didn't have any money, but I thought he wouldn't call and ask unless it was really important. And so I said to my then husband, well, he called and he needed $500. He said, well, what's it for? And I said, I don't know. He said, well, why don't you at least ask? You know, where are you going to get $500? I said, well, I'm going to have to borrow it. He said, well, if you're going to have to borrow it, maybe you should know what it's for at least. So I called this person back and said, what's it for? He said, well, they have this new bank that if you have a $500 minimum in the bank, they don't charge you for your checks. that isn't what I thought the emergency was. And I said, I'll tell you what, I will charge you 1% less than the banks will charge you, but I'm going to have to borrow that money. So, and the whole thing went away, but it really taught me a lesson, which is, if you write idiot girl on your forehead and someone steps on your face, I mean, who's the bad guy here? Don't be stupid. So, so as far as I'm concerned, that if you're going to loan somebody money, then you make it very clear what the terms are, that they sign a document that says, I agree to this, which, again, doesn't guarantee, but it certainly increases the possibility. And if it's a gift, then it's a gift. But that, as you point out, if this is the first of four, do you really want to be putting, and it's $10,000 a year, not $10,000 for, yep. So you're talking about $40,000 over the next 4 years, which discounts medical school or anything else or tuition increases. And you maybe you should explain that in Oregon and Tennessee, you go live there for a year and then you can go to community college for free. That's just something to think about, Tracy.
There you go. Tennessee is close to Indiana. That's where she's going to school.
There you go. Just explain it. She goes across the border. And the other thing to look at, which I'm a great fan of, is that the first 2 years of almost any college, which is why I think community colleges make so much sense, because they're so much less expensive. And you take the same courses, basically, whether you're going to Harvard or community college, because you're taking beginning-level courses. And saving that money and then going and doing well and then transferring into a more expensive place, if the more expensive place is really what you want to do. But,
well, she's got scholarships though, so then she'd probably have to pay for the whole thing if she went. But I don't know. I mean, now we're so close to the start of school. It's only.
I agree, but understand, she's known this for a while.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And part of what I would want if I were in your shoes. Because, I mean, I'm sure she's charming and you're lovely and the fact that you can afford it is just plain groovy. But what we really want to do is not have a cult of people who are making a track to Tracy for money. What you want is people who are responsible about money. And basically, once she probably got admitted in, she's probably been admitted for at least 4 or 5 months and maybe longer than that. She's known what the tuition was. The scholarship information may have been more recent than that, but it's she knew it before her freshman orientation. And the point is that she went into the last moment assuming that somebody would sort of haul her little irons out of the fire. That's not responsible money making theory, that she needs to be more responsible in this. So you don't have to be angry about it, you don't have to be mean about it, but you probably need to be businesslike about it for her sake as well as for yours.
Yeah, and I was probably too proactive with that. And
yep.
I knew the information, I have the contract template, I know where to find the minimum
yep.
IRS rate and all that kind
See,
of stuff.
See, I would get assign all of that to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of saying, look, there is an IRS, you go find this, you present a proposal to me.
Right. Okay.
The fact that you already know it is fantastic and irrelevant.
Right.
You're a grown up. She needs to become more grown up.
Responsibility to her.
You got it, babes. All righty?
All right. Thank you so much.
So can I borrow $5? I'm kidding. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned for the Yes Man. I'm the Yes Doc. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's that time of the week where we look at a broader issue than what you guys usually call me about. And today, I've got three folks with me who are people who have figured out how to use the Internet. They are concerned about greed in America. And this has all come into a movie that is called, my guests are the Yes Men, which we refer to partially as Andy and Mike, but that's not actually you guys' real names. How come you don't use your real names?
our real names are a little too weird to use.
I think they're cute. No, Jacques Severin and Igor Vamus. I think those are adorable names.
Yeah. I mean, to be truthful, we just got into the habit of using fake names. The first time we spoke at a conference as people we weren't, it happened by accident. We just had to come up with fake names for that, and they kind of stuck.
Well, in some ways, that seems incredibly consistent with what you guys do. All right, first of all, why are you called the Yes Men?
Because we agree our way into the fortified commerce. I mean, when we initially started doing this, we were imagining ourselves to be sort of creating a funhouse mirror to amplify, you know, everybody who is agreeing and saying yes to these terrible policies. I mean, it also just refers to being a brown noser, you know, being somebody who will agree with the boss no matter how repugnant the things they have to say are.
All right, so the name of this film is, we've got a couple of them. You had the Yes Men, the Yes Men Fix the World, and now this one is the Yes Men Are Revolting. But let's talk about why you're revolting later. Let's just get why you're the Yes Men to start with. So how did the two of you bang into each other?
Well, we had back in the 90s, we both had done some similar projects in which we messed with products, let's say. In my case, it was a video game that I was working on, and I inserted kissing boys into it that didn't appear until 80,000 copies of the game were already on store shelves. And it became a new sensation. I just thought, this is a really fun, weird way to get attention for things. This was at the time that ACT UP was doing all kinds of amazing things to get attention around AIDS negligence by the Reagan administration. And it just occurred to me, this is a really fun thing to do. And a couple friends said, I must speak with Mike, who had done a similar project.
So you guys had a fix-up.
Yeah.
All right. So Mike, what was your little, your epiphany of, gee, this might be kind of fun?
Well, I mean, I think that I guess I was doing things a little bit like this in college. And I just kind of, I enjoyed reading and about pranks and mischief and started realizing that it was a good way, not just to have fun, but to also have a voice. I worked on a little action to change a street name in Portland, Oregon, and it got a lot of media attention. And, you know, we did it sort of overnight, naming a thing Malcolm X Street that had previously been just Front Avenue. And so people were really excited about it, and it got a lot of coverage, and it just became clear that this was the way to get a bigger megaphone.
Well, you guys, you're clearly the sort of technological equivalent. When I was in college, we did things like we reprogrammed all the stoplights so that they were all, they messed up traffic patterns, but we didn't have the internet. So you guys, I mean, the idea was we were just doing it to be naughty. You guys were doing it, I guess, to change the world a bit. Or was it naughty, or was it change the world?
They're combined, you know. The naughtiness is definitely a lot of fun, and the naughtiness is primal. I think a lot of us feel naughty, like we don't accept the world as it is, and we want to be naughty about it. But having a sense of purpose to the naughtiness makes it that much funner to do. I think, like, the funniest humor has a point. Empty humor isn't quite as funny. And I think that's why shows like the, you know, Jon Stewart and Colbert are just so popular, because they have a point, and they're much funnier that way.
Well, yeah, they're entertaining. Plus, it seems to me you guys are doing sort of, as opposed to, let's say, like Occupy Wall Street, which is clearly a no, men. I mean, there are people who are saying, no, we're not going to do this anymore. That you guys appear to say yes while really meaning no.
Yeah. I mean, we basically give journalists excuses to cover important issues, which in a way is exactly what Occupy Wall Street did on a giant scale. They gave tons of journalists an excuse to talk about inequality in the U.S. and the 1% versus 99%, which has become a really, really common meme thanks to that. And, you know, the way we do it is by saying yes. We go to conferences, we pretend to be who we aren't, people we really don't like usually, and speak on their behalf. But that's just one trick, and people have been using all kinds of tricks for decades and decades, centuries, to give quiet voices more of a voice. And we just use the internet, but that's just because it exists.
Well, you use the internet and you use the media.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All right. So, Laura, speaking of media, you were the director of this film. How did you find the guys?
Well, I directed the film with the guys, and I met Mike in college. So I've known him since he was 18. We went to school together, and then we went to graduate school together as well. We were students down at UC San Diego. And I was around when he first met Andy and watched that friendship begin. It was pretty exciting and fun to watch that friendship start. And so I've been around them a long time, and this film is a little bit different than the other films because I felt like, and we all felt like, it was really important to show them as real people and develop them into real characters this time around. And part of the reason for that is, one, they're really interesting people, and it's fun to see their lives, but also because some of the doubts and that they experience as activists, I think, are basically the same feelings that everybody has when they're wondering what they should do about changing the world. We all wake up and think, like, well, what am I supposed to do, and will it make a difference? And some people feel that the yes men are immune to that doubt, but in truth, they're not. They're real people. And I wanted audience members to connect with that and not feel that they were so different from themselves.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I thought was very effective, and one of the reasons why I wanted you guys on, is that I don't think good ideas are that hard to come by, to be quite honest. I think implementing good ideas is much more difficult, and the part that I think you guys really focused on was not only implementing a good idea, but continuing it. That you got to be in for the long haul on some of these things, and that's harder. I think having a good idea, not everybody has a good idea, gee, but figuring out how to actually implement it and then continue it. And I think this movie seemed to me about that, continuing the fight, and do you get tired? And what kind of feedback do you need to be able to continue fighting what you view as a good fight? And would you guys agree or disagree about that?
Totally agree. I mean, I think the feedback that we get is from being a part of a much bigger movement. You know, when you do something alone, an individual action, it necessarily doesn't achieve the change that you're looking for by itself. And I think some activists kind of find it demoralizing to
yeah.
protest and nothing happens, or to do actions and nothing happens. And a lot of people in general don't get up and activate because they don't see these individual actions working. But if you just take a little longer view and you move back a little bit and you look at it over a period of months or years or even sometimes decades, movements do achieve change, and that is really encouraging. Like, almost every movement that's ever existed has achieved what it set out to achieve.
Well, wait a minute, say that again. You think every movement has eventually achieved what it set out to achieve?
Yeah, I think just about every movement, certainly in America. I mean, abolition was a long movement, civil rights struggle, ACT UP, women's suffrage, gay rights, all of
equal
these movements
pay,
and more.
Not so much.
Not so much. I mean, they're so imperfect. Much. They don't achieve 100% of what they set out to achieve, but they do basically win.
I love that perspective. I really do, because I think you're right that people feel that if things are going to change, they're going to change quickly. And even though we can say they're not going to change overnight, what we really mean is, okay, it may not be overnight, but it'll be over the next week or the next weekend.
Right.
And it's not going to
right.
be.
It's really hard to take a longer view and realize
it
that
is.
You're
yeah.
just doing one thing as part of a whole bunch of people doing stuff, and that's what's going to change things. It's not easy to get that perspective.
Takes longer than you think it's going to take. All right, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want you to talk about what you think your most successful event was, and where you guys go from here. And Laura, I also want you to talk a little bit about the revolting part. My guests are the team from the Yes Men Are Revolting. We've got Laura, Andy, and Mike. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guests are the team, Laura, Andy, and Mike. Andy and Mike being the yes men, Laura being, I don't know, sidekicks though, fair term. She's the director on this and has known them for a long period of time. And it's her perspective, I think, in some ways, that makes this yes men, which is a third, a little bit different from the two that that preceded it, because what the yes men were presented as before is these social activists who had this great sense of humor. So you guys, what do you think your most successful sort of program was?
Probably our most successful action is the one that ends our new film. I say most successful only because it has, I think, the ideas contained in it that could really solve a lot of our problems, or at least work towards solving our problems. It's really about renewable energy and about converting to renewable energy in a way that addresses social justice problems at the same time. And so because of that, I feel like it's successful. It doesn't have the profile that some of the actions that we did, like, for example, when Andy went on the BBC representing Dow Chemical and announced that they were going to clean up their mess from the Bhopal catastrophe. I mean, that was a live televised broadcast seen by hundreds of millions of people that was then repackaged by hundreds of news stations in the United States and news stations and print journalists, and also by thousands abroad. So, you know, it had a huge profile, but...
It's amazing how much people don't check their sources, isn't it? That almost is underlying, I think, you guys' success, is that how much the media is willing to just sort of take something at face value, take something at the basis of a press release as opposed to doing the research on it.
Well, yeah, we're not blaming the media, though, because I think, their jobs are incredibly difficult. They're expected to turn around this stuff on no budget and no time. And so I don't think it's their fault, really, that the journalists have ended up in this situation where they have to turn around stories without adequate time to vet them. And actually, the vast volume of lies, most of the lies that are out there, are told by massive corporations and their PR companies, who are allowed to speak at face value and who aren't questioned, even if what they're saying is patently false.
There's actually a documentary which you guys may know about called The Masters of Deceit, which does exactly that. Takes, for example, people who have been spokespersons saying that global warming is not happening or tobacco isn't dangerous, and it turns out that they're paid actors and lobbyists who work for the various companies. So, as you point out, it's not just you, but I think that the media is not very well served these days by not checking resources and not checking sources.
Yeah, or just by the profit motive in general entering into the question of what news media we get to see. You know, I mean, there's a reason why they need all this content and content that sells. So, you know, if a drug company has a new drug that's incredibly expensive and they create something that looks like a news story about the new drug, the news are going to put it on because it's seen as public interest, but it's not actually the kind of public interest information that we need for democracy to function.
It's interesting. I'm, as I said, my program is syndicated, and one of the things that happens in Canada is that if we have the drug companies cannot advertise directly to the public. America is one of the few countries where they can. That you can have your little blue pill or your little purple pill. And other countries are saying we don't want that. Isn't drug companies should not be able to go directly to the consumer.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the advertising that drug companies do masquerades as news in this country, and they produce content, and then, you know, nobody's questioning. I mean, when the news story comes out about a new drug being available, very rarely does it talk about things like, what's available in generics and whether people are going to actually be able to get the drug, you know, if they don't have the money. I mean, there's all these issues that are really important that have to do with these pharmaceuticals that are usually not addressed or glossed over because it's basically advertising.
Yeah, things that we really hit a lot of my program is ask who's running the survey, ask who's doing the news story, find out what your source is, that things that are masquerading as science quite often are not. All right, so moving from science to psychology, Laura, that you mentioned that the revolting part, you know, I was interested in the dynamic between Andy and Mike, and I mean, listen, either you can talk about it or Andy and Mike can, that these you guys have been together for a long period of time, but there became a sort of a parting of the ways in terms, or not parting of the ways, but parting of lifestyles, and how that affected your activism.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's the problem when you get interviewed by a psychologist. All right.
No, go ahead, Laura.
Okay. So I think one of the things that interested me about this film is, you know, in addition to being able to talk about climate change and being able to talk about activism, was to also tell a story about friendship and adult friendship. Because I think that when you know people for a really, really long time, your friendships change over time.
And we don't often talk about that as much. There's a lot of work, I think, about romantic relationships, and I don't see as much work about friendship, and I personally am really interested in that. And I think something that happens when you get older, too, is what happens between friends where one person has kids and one person doesn't.
Yep.
I do not have kids. I have many friends who have, and I've noticed how our friendships change over time, and
yep.
It changed quite a bit. And that definitely happened in this friendship as well. And it brings up a totally different dynamic, and I see both sides of it. And, you know, it's kind of like the elephant in the room if you're making films with them or, you know, doing actions with them, that things have really changed for one member of the Yes Men. And it's really affected the work dynamic, and it's affected the psychological dynamic, et cetera, et cetera. So rather than skip that or avoid that, we decided to just make it a subject of the film.
And the dynamic between us, the friendship and the tension around that, around the way our lives were changing, that was one of the stresses that we wanted to show. And another was just the general doubt that creeps in, in part because of that stress, in part because of life stress, whatever. We start to have doubts, or we continue to have doubts, because in reality we've always had doubts, like everybody. But in the film, we really wanted to highlight that. So there's like one moment where Mike is wondering, you know, what it's all good for. I wonder what it's all good for at another moment. And then we get our answer. And that's really the point of the film, and why we included a personal story, is because there's an answer to that. And that answer for us, in our particular case, came with Occupy, when we realized that we had always been part of this movement without really realizing it. And that our actions, even though they didn't seem to amount to much, and even though we led these stressful lives and so on and so forth, there was an outcome. It just wasn't the immediate outcome we could see. It was this.
Yeah, it's a great primer for patients, I think, among other things. Guys, tell people where they can find out about the Yes Men Are Revolting.
We are available right now on iTunes and all the digital platforms, and also on demand at every single cable company across America, actually, which is very rare for a documentary. And we're also opening up on select theaters around the country, and you can find a list of those theaters if you go to our website, theyesmenarerevolting.com, and go to watch the film.
Guys, thanks a bunch. Laura, Andy, and Mike, or we could refer to Jacques, Igor, and Laura, you must have a nom de documentary as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.